For the last 2 years, I haven't been driving at night as regularly, of course. 2 years of state of disaster, almost a year of absolutely not moving. So my nighttime driving habits have become almost to the point of infrequent. If I do travel at night, it's usually to visit a friend or go to a meeting or a gathering, and I usually would Uber there. But I have noticed a stretch of the N1, it's sort of around about the Kuburg interchange before Canal Walk, the installation of these LED lights in that section of street lights in that section. And it's with that, me noting that, reading a fascinating article recently published in the Energize e-magazine of how the installation of these LED street lights on parts of the N1 have created a safer environment on that stretch of highway. Joining me now is Grant Kemp. He's from Becker Shredder. They are the company that installed those LED street lights. Grant, thanks so much for joining us. Is a light not a light not a light when it comes to simply just illuminating a stretch of roadway so that motorists can see?
Good morning to you. Thank you very much. No, unfortunately, a light's not a light, not a light. Every light is fit for its purpose and designed to perform a specific function.
So what do these specific LED streetlights actually do that enhance and make safer a motoring experience?
Lester, I'll hand over to my colleague, Grant Combrink, that's our marketing manager, to answer a few of the questions, and I'll also answer a few. Grant?
Good morning, and Lester, and good morning to the listeners. I think what's important here from a safety point is that's one of the main benefits of LED lighting. So specifically to this installation and your reference to the question is actually perceived color and light, because as we do know, everybody's vision is slightly different. But one of the main benefits here is the perceived color with the color rendering. So you would have noticed that the changing from the older technology where it's more of a yellowy color to a whiter color. So that means that the color temperature has increased for the specific installation. And then also the color rendering. Now, the color rendering is how we perceive color of a specific object's reference to the sun. So, for instance, as a reference, under the old technology, because the color rendering index is lower and the color temperature is lower for the old technology. For example, if you had to take a red object, under the old technology, it will actually look a little bit gray. Mm. Now, with the newer installation, and the benefit of the LED is obviously the color, you would actually see more red. So that is just one from a point of reference and one of the main things. So then visually for the road user, it's a lot more appealing and your general vision is a lot better because it's whiter. It's a whiter color. I see. You actually end up seeing more.
Grant and Grant, I don't have medically diagnosed stigmatism. But from what I can understand anecdotally from friends of mine who do have it, I have difficulty driving at night, particularly in the way street lights, the way traffic lights, or even the rear lights of cars ahead of me somewhat glare, and I somewhat have to squint my eyes. Do these LED lights on this section of roadway mitigate against what many simply just call night blindness?
So the big thing with an installation like this, I think first protocol is we need to make sure that the specific light levels on the regulation based on any South African standard and class of road is adhered to first and foremost. Because this takes into account light level, glare, and all the other specific requirements. So that's really the first port of call that needs to be the tick box. When it comes, again, like I said, everybody's vision is slightly different, but we have specific optics which control the light to make sure the light is directed in a specific area to reduce that as much as possible. And we always make reference to the national standard because the national standard regulates those specifics.
And then if I can also jump in there, with the new LED technology, cut down on sky glow, which is one of the big talking points around lights. With your upwards lighting, these lights are far more controlled than the older technology, in that it directs the light exactly where it's needed and required to meet that standard that the class of road has.
These are probably statistics we should ask the city's traffic department, but you guys as contractors involved in the installation of that section of roadway, do you know if it has influenced accidents on that particular stretch of roadway, made that part of roadway safer at night?
That's a very difficult question to answer, in that unfortunately people are people, and I don't know if it'll cut down that drastically on accidents. Mm. So no, that's a hard question to answer. Mm.
Again, it's a question to ask the city, or if it's a provincial road in the province. But any discussions of continuing this section of LED lights, maybe on longer stretches of the N1, the N2, maybe even the N7, or maybe simply, you know, in urban areas that's controlled by the city of Cape Town?
The contract that these lights that we supplied, that were installed by another contractor, this contract did the N1, the N2 and the N7, which falls under the Western Province Government section of those roads. The sections outside of that are SANRAL, and there are plans to upgrade that as well.
Well, it's fascinating. Grant Kemp, Grant Combrink, they're from Becker Schrader. They are the company who designed these LED lights on, as he says, parts of the N1, N2 as well. Have you noticed a difference? Does it affect you if you drive at night? 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.